Everyone.
早上好。
It's so good to see you all again.
真很高兴再次见到大家。
This is a very special day.
这是非常特别的一天。
This is our opportunity to share of the good things that God has done.
这是我们的特权，能够跟大家分享。
And this is what Jesus asked people to do many times when they saw how God had touched their lives.
这是耶稣基督所教导的。
So today you'll be able to hear.
今天你也能够听到你们差派我们去的这些结果。
You'll be able to hear from the missions team you sent to China of the good things that God did.
特别是神在透过我们和我们所见的神的作为。
We're going to show you a short video that has to do with the kinds of opportunities we had and the people's lives we touched.
让大家先看一段小的短片是我们所经过的。
And then after that, we are going to go through a PowerPoint presentation and you will hear the stories from the people who were involved.
之后我们会透过一些 PPT, 然后我们的 团队的队员的分享，让你们一同跟我们经历上帝的恩典。
Okay. Let's go ahead and play the short video.
那我们先看这一段短片。
All right, wasn't that an amazing video? It is an example of the opportunities that God gave us to be able to share the gospel in a creative way.
其中这一个方式，神透过用我们这样戏剧的方式来表达福音，就是怎么样除去偶像，然后把耶稣基督接进来。
That particular video was designed to help people understand what happens when you have idols in your lives.
特别是这个 video 是来讲，当我们人生有不同偶像的时候，我们人生会什么样一个光景？
And those idols are more important than the God who cares for them.
尤其是这些东西超过上帝的时候，我们成为被他俘虏。
Now there are many other ways that people's lives were touched.
在这次短片中，很多的人生被接触到。
But it would not have been possible without your help.
如果不是你们的参与和祷告，是不可能的。
So let's can we put the PowerPoint up, please?
能够把那个 PPT 放出来。
Okay, at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen is the team that you sent to China.
这个是这些队员，我们受你们差派。
And God was at work in this trip from the beginning to the end.
上帝从开始到结束都与我们同在。
Things changed.
当然，很多的有些变化。
The Bible tells us that a person may plan their way, but God directs their steps.
人可以来筹算，唯有耶和华决定他的脚步。
And so we found ourselves in the middle of God's plan, and that's why the cities that you see up there are different.
在我们的计划中，上帝来调整了我们的计划。这两个原来要去的青川和这个广元都被这个宁闪和安康代替了。
You see, the theme for our trip was seeing the face of our Father, which was a code for seeing the face of Jesus.
我们这次主题是透过耶稣基督看见父的荣耀。
It's taken from the 16th chapter of John.
约翰福音十六章。
And the disciples saw Jesus do something miraculous, and although they didn't know from looking at him it was Jesus, they responded, "It is the Lord."
他们透过耶稣基督看到，虽然他不知道是透过耶稣基督彰显的上帝的荣耀，但是他们实在是惊讶。
And that's what we learned to do during this trip. When we saw miraculous things happen, we could say,
其实我们也是这样，在这个短宣中的短短两个星期，我们看见了很多神与我们同在的这些征兆。
It is the Lord.
这是神自己。
Next slide.
请看下一个。
So why did we go?
你就可以看到这个这幅场景。
Because we were called and sent, and so I would like the missions team to just stand up.
请你们短宣队员都站起来。
And I would like for you to give a round of applause to the congregation for sending us.
请你们对会众表示，透过你们的掌声来感谢他们的支持和祷告。
All right, now, wait, keep standing up here for a second. For those of you who have green shirts on, open up and show them your green shirt. Okay, on the green shirts, there's a word here, and it looks like the word agape.
有一个如果你要英文念，可能念成 agape.
All right, it created quite a conversation. for many people that we
ran into. 很多人都看到这个 agave 的这个名字，会问我们怎么回事。
And then we had a chance to explain to them, no, it's not a gape,
it's agave. It's agave.
It's God's love.
自己解释了上帝的爱是怎么回事。
Alright, and that's what you sent us to do, to take advantage of opportunities that God would give us to say, we are sent here to serve you and let you know the good things that God has done in our lives.
我们到那边去就是说，也其实就是我们有这样的机会，因为上帝改变我们，所以神也差我们来跟你们一同来成长。
Now there were over 12 people, some of them who are not here who went.
实际是12个人请坐。其实12个人在包括领队啊，我们是但有一个没有在我们中间，他有两个不在我们中间，对。
But the trip was not without its challenges.
的确在这个途中有很多的挑战。
As you can see, the picture here shows one of the challenges.
当然这个大家都众所周知的这个挑战就是 swine flu。
These are Chinese medical authorities checking for evidence of swine flu.
如果你飞机下来的时候，就会所有的人来看你是温度怎么样。
Because of that and because of other things, we had to change the location we were originally going.
因为这样的话，我们改变了我们的计划。
But we were able to change to the location that God was sending us.
但是神及时的带领我们改变。
Here's the important thing.
这是很重要一点，跟你讲。
When you go on a missions trip, you are going into spiritual warfare.
当你去短宣的时候，实际是进入这个属灵的征战。
And so the battles that you win are not the battles because of how smart you are, or because of what you have to say, or just because you're even there.
有的时候这个战争的因素不决你多聪明，或者说你在那儿，或者怎么样。
The battles that we win.In the mission field are because of you and your prayers back here.
这个是因为整个是耶和华整个全军的合作。
And so because of your prayers for us, because of your financial support,
因你的祷告，你们的金钱的支持，
we were able to accomplish what God sent us to do.
我们能够完成神给我们的使命。
And that's why I have these two verses of scripture up here.
有些经文，以弗所书六章十二节和这个撒母耳。
The second verse in particular says that it's not just us who are important in terms of the people being sent to do something.
第一节是整个的背景，第二节是说不光是打仗的人重要，所有在家里看守的人也同样重要，互相分享这个。
Your role back here in the church is equally important.
你们在这里家中的祷告和支持是同样的重要。
And so you are to share in the spoils of war.
那今天我们就来分享我们的战利品。
Our spoils are the stories that God gave us.
当然，我们的战利品就是神借这个事情让我们所看、所闻的这些故事。
And you're about to hear from those stories.
对啊，你们就要听到。
Next slide. Okay, it's supposed to say, "Where did we go?"
熊猫的故乡。
So where did we go? We didn't go to Chengdu, and we did not go to Qingchuan.
我们没有去到成都，也没有到青川。
But we did go to the Qingling Mountains and to Ningxiang.
我们到了这个秦岭的南部。
安康。
宁陕和安康。
And Jiankou.
江口是宁陕的一部分。
As you can see, it's near a panda reserve up in the mountains.
当然，这个是其中属于这个熊猫的这个保护区。
But we didn't see any pandas.
当然，我没看到。
This is the only panda. All right, and we had a chance to touch the lives of teachers and kids in high schools and middle schools.
我们有这样的机会来接触到这些当地的人群。
It's near Xi'an.
这个离西安不远。
Okay, next slide.
三个小时路程啊。
And so, what did we do?
我们在那做什么呢？
We conducted English camps in which we had the chance to touch the lives of over 600 kids.
我们向600多个这个中学、高中的学生教英文，当中有圣经的故事。
The picture here that you see at the top is regarding a mercy mission.
这是我们的第二部分的工作。
We had a chance to minister to the poor.
就是怜悯人的施工。
You see, because the area that we were in was turned into a panda reserve, the farmers could no longer make their money from forestry.
对，从一个角度是很好的事情，保护了可爱大熊猫，但是这些人不但正常的生活，一般的就是说利用靠山吃山的方式，所以他们很多人的生活在相当低的这个经济现象。
And so it was our opportunity and pleasure to be able to serve these families and kids.
对，我们能够服侍他们。我加一点，就是说我们资助的这些孩子，他们年收入全家是在1000元以下，人民币。
We were able to provide for them for their needs to be able to go to school.
所以我们就是为他们提供的是早餐和买文具的钱，政府提供了这个他们的学费和书费和他们的住宿。
And so now you're about to hear from the people, from the kids who participated, from the adults who participated, their stories.
这里就看到我们不同的人在这里所参与的结果。
Their stories have to do with changed lives, how God changed them, how God changed the people that we were sent to, and just what God was doing in that area.
就是借着我们靠着神的恩典所做的，神改变人的心。
Next slide.Okay, brief word for our partners. Remember I told you there were some challenges?
我来告诉你，就是我们是有一些挑战。
At the very top is a letter from one of our partners, from Agape Way, from Frank Lee. And he's brokenhearted because one of the English teams that he sent there is not able to be able to share anything with the people they were sent to.
那同样经过这个阿嘎贝机构去派出的这个是中和教会的牧师他们派去的。结果他们就没有能够到那里去，就换了不同地方，而且呢，就是。
But that was not our case. At the bottom right-hand corner is a report from one of the high school principals, one of the authorities in the school, and he's saying how happy he was that we came and how what we did made a difference.
下面这个是我们在安康的这个副校长他们写这封信在当地的报纸上登了，然后就是来。感谢这次短宣队在他们里所组织的英文的交流班里头。
Okay, we had two partners, Agape Way, and our curriculum was based on an organization called Huame.
我们的合作伙伴有这个 Agape 是我们联系 地方的方式，然后华美呢是给我们提供了英文的教程。
All right, next slide. And so it's now it's time to hear the stories of what God was doing.
现在是我们的孩子来讲的，这其中一个就是我们不光发放了这个奖学金。我们在最后有一天的时间去探望这些孩子。
People are going to share in four different ways.
我们的孩子会来分享，从四个方面来分享。
They're going to share their observations. I'm sorry, they're going to share their observations of what God was doing.
他们首先来分享他们所看到上帝的作为。
And then they're also going to share the stories that we told students.
同时他们也分享，就是上帝怎么样使这些老师和学生的生命改变。
They're going to share how they saw God changing people's lives.
最后是呀，我刚说过了。
And then finally, they will talk about how they were changed as a result of being there.
最后是说上帝怎么改变他们的。
So, next slide. All right, so what was God doing in terms of observations and sharing? Let's welcome up Jennifer and Teresa.
Jennifer and Teresa 来分享上帝的作为，我就不再翻译了。If you need a translator, you need an earphone, and maybe Susan can. We can save some time. Susan, yeah. If you cannot understand the English, if you cannot, 如果你不明白中文，你可能要举起手。我们不明白英文，不明白英文的人，请举下手。我们那个把那个耳机给，其实几个老有几个长辈在这儿，肯定不懂英文的，请举下手。能不能后面送一下耳机？对不起，我们节约点时间。Yeah, 有几位你送给这个然后那个苏珊可以在那边做翻译如果你戴上耳机的话就可以听到、oh, Just hold a second, okay Meditate a little bit 等一下 yeah. Actually, show them you can speak in Mandarin now Teresa 你早上好我吃饱了 Let's all learn 他们吃很多因为其中一个 suffering 是他们要吃很多的饭，从来不用说饿的，我饿了，所以他们没有学会我饿了，学会我饱了，啊。
Let's see. I had a really, really great experience while I was in China, and there was this one time when we were going from Ningshan to Hong Kong that I left all my gifts.For my family on a bus. Like everything. And I was just kind of like really, really devastated. But a person from Ningshan named Tom actually knew people from the bus station and was able to find all my gifts. And he took the 3-hour bus trip to Hong Kong to give it back to me, which I thought was amazing. And also, Pastor Biao was also talking to him about God and everything. And because he was able to see him one more time, he was able to accept Christ. So I thought that was really, really cool. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Just as Teresa shared, there were numerous different stories that we could share with you, how God worked through us while we were over in China. And I just want to share with you three quick things, specific ways that I saw God working through us during our time in China. So the first would be, obviously we had to expect the unexpected. All of our planned schedule was thrown out, and so there was a lot of uncertainty with the team, but I think all of it was definitely God-ordained, and we saw many confirmations of that. And the first one was during our first week up in the mountains, the people that we were working with, they knew that we were Christians, and they allowed us to share more openly because they knew this. And so I think God really was able to work through us. Not only we went over there to minister to these students and teachers, but through the trip, I saw many instances where God also worked on us. Our faith was grown, and also our unity as a team. I want to share one quick verse with you. Hebrews 10:24 and 25b. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And I think we are able to do that in multiple ways. As Jessica mentioned, it was very challenging in many ways, and it was a reminder to us that God was sustaining us, and it wasn't our own strength that we were able to do things. It was definitely God, so we give him all the glory. And the other thing, other two things, were when we were in our second week in Hong Kong, we taught at the best school in Hong Kong, a city of 1 million people. It was a middle school and high school. And we were able to encourage some of the underground Christians there. And it was such a blessing to see. It was very humbling to see that these Christians, they feel very isolated, and they're not able to openly share their faith, but they're still carrying on strong. So it was a good reminder for us here to appreciate our freedom that we have to openly believe whatever we want. And also, in Hong Kong, we were told by the principal we had very good relationships, and they told us that the last two English groups that came to teach English, they were not Christians, but their attitude towards their time there was very negative. They were always complaining. It was so hot, the food, the place they had to live. And they said, but you are Christians, and all of you are so humble and compassionate and very always happy, always joyful, never complaining, and you make such a positive impact on our kids and also the teachers and officials. So I think God was able to use us as a witness for him. And I also just want to say in closing that I'm very proud of all the kids that were on the trip. The conditions were hard. They really pulled together. Their attitudes were joyful all the time. It didn't mean we didn't have drama. We definitely had some drama, but we worked together through it. And I'm really proud of the way that they grew spiritually and in other ways. So thank you.
Teresa. All right.
Now we're going to hear from, Lisa is not here today. She was a member of our team. We are going to hear, though, from Jessica and also from Angie. And this is about how God's story was shared.
So we were able to share pretty openly different Bible stories because the Bible is part of Western literature, you know. So we were able to share stories. We shared the story of Noah and the flood, David and Goliath, Joseph and his brothers. We did the Good Samaritan. But I'll just tell you a little bit about kind of how we told these stories. For example, when we did David and Goliath, whenever we would say David, all the kids on one side would go, bah, like sheep, you know? And then whenever we said Goliath, all the other kids on the other side of the room would stand up and go, oh, I'm strong. And so while we told the stories, the kids were really interactive. And I know from a lot of the other teen teachers, they had their kids act out stories. We did that with Noah. We had a kid come up and be Noah, and he had to go pick out two of each animal. And that was funny because they had to be mates, right? Two of each. For me personally, I told the story of Joseph one day, and I couldn't remember the entire story because it was so long, and there's so many complicated things in the story of Joseph, and I just panicked. I couldn't remember what was I supposed to tell them about Joseph. So I asked my partner, Lisa. I said, Lisa, do you have your Bible? She said, yeah. She brings out this big Bible. So we turn to Genesis, and we start kind of not reading the story, but we would go back and check. So we ended up telling the entire Joseph story instead of just, you know, him and his brothers and slavery and then saving. You know, we told about the dreams. We told about the coat. We told about Potiphar and his wife and the lies and in the jail and all those things. And my kids came up to me afterwards and they were like, I love this story. It was such a good story. And one of our students actually emailed me later and told me that she really liked these Bible stories. And so I said, well, do you want me to tell you more Bible stories? And she said, yes, please, if you have time, I would love to hear more Bible stories. So I told her the story of Adam and Eve because also I panicked. I was like, I don't know what story to tell. Okay, I'll tell Adam and Eve because they're the first people in the Bible. So I told them about the fall and how sin entered the world and why we needed Jesus and how Jesus saved us. And she said, oh, now I understand why when you were singing all those songs when we were in China about Jesus, about amazing grace, I didn't understand who Jesus was and what he did. But now I understand. And now I know why you love Jesus so much. And I think I want to love Jesus too. So...
thank you, Jessica. Now I have to live up to her sharing. originally, I was scheduled to share about how God influenced me, but I guess the plans have changed, so now I'm sharing about Bible stories. Oh, okay, then I'll share about how God changed me, because that's what I prepared for. So I went on this missions trip thinking, okay, I've done this 2 years ago. It can't be that much different. I mean, I'm going to go for my friends. I'm going to help them and guide them when, like, they don't know what the food they're eating. I'll help them. Okay, I'll be the guide. And it didn't really work out that way because when we got there, our plans were completely changed. And it was decided that I, along with three other people, would go to a different school 2 hours away. Far away from the people I would be helping. And when we got there, we had no idea what we were doing. We planned the night before. We were really focused and we were like, okay, we're going to get everything straight and done and we're going to be the best teachers. They're going to love us. So we spent a long time planning out detailed schedules. And then we went to sleep that night. The next morning, we woke up, had breakfast. And 10 minutes before class started, the English teacher came up to us and said, good morning. And we're like, hello. Oh, originally our plan was four teachers would be teaming up together to teach about 50 students, and we would be teaching four classes. So the English teacher says, good morning. How was your sleep? We're like, good, good. Thank you. And she's like, okay. So for today's teaching schedule, each one of you will be teaching 50 students, and you will be split up, and you will have four classes each about 1 hour long. We stood there and was like, no way. Lana doesn't speak Chinese. How is she going to talk to the students? Jennifer speaks limited Chinese. How is she going to talk to the students? We honestly had no idea. But we went ahead anyway, and God was really gracious, and it wasn't actually 50 students. She kind of got it mixed up. It was about like 20 students for each person. And it was really exhausting because it wasn't definitely not what we prepared for. And we had to completely revamp our entire schedule because we didn't have enough lesson plans for an entire week. Originally, we only needed like about 5, but now we needed almost 20. And in the end, it all worked out fine. And thinking back on it now, I think that the lesson that God taught me, that God helped me learn, was that planning is good. It's good to try and organize everything and to work hard for God. But it also says in Psalm 46:10 to sometimes take a break, to be still and know that I am God, and to understand that this is for the glory of God, and God is going to play an active role in it, especially when you're doing missions trip work, and that not to be disappointed when all your amazing plans fail, because God knows better, and He doesn't want you to think that, to take all the glory. You shouldn't take all the glory for it, because really, it's all God. Okay, thank you.
God is amazing. Thank you, Jessica and Angie, for sharing. And Angie started us on the subject of seeing how God was changing the lives of people. She talked about how God changed her. There are other people's lives who were changed as well. I'm going to ask Shirguan and Jerry if they can come up and just talk to us about how God changed the lives of the people they saw. Okay? Shirguan and Jerry.
So, I was originally going to talk about Tom. You already got that portion of the story, so I'm just going to fill you in on a little more detail. One of the interesting things was that when he was doing some more advanced study... Oh, Tom is a teacher. He was the teacher at the first school that we worked with. And he was very helpful, and he's very social. And so, he was very passionate about English. He would speak English to anything, a random object, even if it didn't respond back. During one of his more advanced studies of English, he went to Beijing, and he met some foreign teachers or something. And they shared the gospel with him, and he was very interested. And so he got a copy of the Bible, and he read it as English literature. And he absolutely loved it. He loved the stories. He loved the message. He loved the principles. So he thought he was a Christian through that. But really, he had read it through. But again, like literature, he just read it through, analyzed, and didn't really think about it and apply it to his own life. But because of the times we had, and also because of Teresa's forgotten bag, we were given a chance to talk to him more, and also he was brought to Christ. And
Yeah, 我们在第一个星期的时候，那个明散那个县的整个的那个地方没有。 基督徒应该是说，他们那里，大部分人根本没有听过说教会啊、基督教啊这些，但是呢，他们知道我们是基督徒。然后我们第一天在那里刚刚去，在那里吃晚饭的时候，然后我们在祷告的时候，就突然就有这么一个老师，就是这个 Tom， 他说我也是基督徒，然后我们祷告，然后他画十字架，但是我们后面跟他的那些交流的话，我们就发觉他真正不了解福音，所以我们花了就是因为他是其中一个高中的里面英文最好的英文老师，他是一直跟着我们在就是帮我们好像在翻译哈，帮他们在翻译，所以我们有很多的机会跟他交流。 但是呢，没有找到机会真正跟他把福音清楚的分享一遍，我们就离开那里了。那就是很奇妙的说，神让他来送东西，然后给了我们这个时间，他也真正的 就在那天晚上接受了神。那第二个站呢是在安康，安康的那个地方呢，他们那里有家庭教会，那也有三次教会，三次教会我们就没有机会去了解了。但是那个家庭教会的那个弟兄姐妹呢，是他们找上我们的，因为头一个那个两个礼拜中间的那个周末，我跟陈彪是去了成都，那我们是星期天的晚上很晚的时候才到安康。那我们在路上的时候，他们这一批人已经到了安康那边的，就有一个这个学校的老师，他是基督徒，知道他们来之后，他就过来邀请他们去他们那天晚上的聚会。然后
in Ningshan, which is the first place, there were no Christians, there was no church established, but the second place, Ankang, there were house churches, there were government churches and such, and my mom was talking about one of the teachers at the school was that we worked with, who was an English teacher, she was a Christian, and she actually invited some of our English teachers to go join in fellowship with them that night.
但是帮我们联系的人，他们并不是基督徒，然后他们就打电话过来问我们俩说，是不是最好不要让这些孩子去？那我们因为尊重他们，我们也就同意了。
Okay, but then they changed their mind because they're like, oh, or who?
The people connect us with the school.
Okay. Thought that it wasn't such a great idea, so they told us we should probably not go. So we respected their decision, decided in the end not to go.
Yeah. 因为我们不是因为了，就是我们第二天听遇到那个老师的时候，遇到那个基督徒的时候，他告诉我们，他私底下告诉我们说，校长因为这件事情就把他找去谈话了。
So because of that situation, the principal actually pulled that teacher over and talked with her.
好，不用翻译了哈。OK. They have earphone now. 那这样状况下呢，我们就知道，实际上校方他们是很对这个蛮有那个阻碍的，就是对于基督教。那我们当时的一个决定就是说，我们是在分享这西方文化，是圣经故事，我们该做我们就做。那我们如果可能的话，我们尽量不给当地的这些弟兄姐妹带来麻烦，所以我们就不去跟他们联系。所以我在这讲，主要是想让大家知道那个副校长他对这个基督教的态度，当时的态度。然后之后呢，他就每天他就有了很大，我们就看他有很大的变化。第二天的时候他就安排了，说是第三天晚上有让陈彪给他们所有的英文老师有一个讲座。然后呢，那天晚上他还把他太太不是英文老师，然后把他太太呢是一个大学老师，叫到他这个中学来跟这些英文老师一起来听这讲座。然后第星期四的时候，他把女儿叫来跟我们一起吃午餐。然后在吃午餐的时候，他跟他女儿说，他说，哎，其实你可以信，我是党员，我不能信，但是你可以信。然后他女儿就说，我是团员啊。他说，团员有什么关系，你可以信。就你看他从第一天的态度和到第四天的态度完全就不一样。那他呢，就是一直也在跟我们分享，就像刚才 Jennifer 讲，就是说我们的行为真的让他看到不同。那这是他写，就是刚才 Craig 在PowerPoint 上面有的也信哈，我选一点点就是来读他的话哈。他说他在描述我们整个的活动的时候，他说教师向同学们介绍美国传统节日文化，讲述圣经故事，并和大家一起做游戏、做手工。这些故事和游戏让同学们得到极大的乐趣。 了解了中西文化的差异，并明白了许多人生的道理。然后他对我们的团员的这个整个这次和我们整个这次活动的评价，他是说美国博爱之路中学生夏令营活动在我校的举行受到了校领导的高度重视和社会各界的关注，安康电视台对此做了采访报道，外籍教师们生活节俭朴素，待人和善，精力充沛，给师生们留下了深刻的印象。的确他在跟我们交往中间，他非常就是说有感受的，他就是说我们一直那么样的喜乐，然后不管那些条件，对那些生活上条件都没有什么要求，一点都没有 complain， 这是对他来说是一个最大的触动。然后他跟我有一次在吃午饭的时候，他跟我就是谈到说，哎，你们的孩子就是这些孩子们怎么会这么不一样？然后他呢认为呢是美国的教育好，然后他知道说，哎，中国的教育啊，只注视成绩啊什么，他知道很多事情不该这么做，很多事情该做哈，但是好像没有办法做。那我跟他就有这个机会跟他讲，其实并不是两个教育体制就可以带来这么大的不同，而是我跟他说了，就是说美国其实青少年中的问题很大，其实你应该是从一些媒体应该是了解的，像drug 的问题啊，叛逆的问题啊，teenage 的那个 problem 嘛。我说华人的后代在美国其实问题更大，因为他们两不靠，他们两个文化都不接受，都不融不进去，其实他们的到teenage的时候问题很大，但是我们的孩子是因为在教会里头长大，然后他因着这些哈，他有了，就是说他因了这些了解，他跟我说了一句话，他说他实际上是对他那个前面对那个老师的那些评论的一个反思，他说哎呀，看起来没有了解的东西真是不应该乱批评。对，这个我就用这一个人让大家看到他的变化。那我们这一次的整个 team 的话，我们真是影响了很多的孩子。其实宁陕那个县，整个那个县城就很小，甚至就是我们晚上出去散步，然后我们那些孩子们跟他们一起跳那个健美操，就这些都对那些市民，不光是那些我们接触到的学生，我们有对那些市民都很有影响。他们说，哦，这些从美国来，他们是基督教徒，然后他们是基督徒，他们哎呀，他们这么好，就是那个就产生很大的影响。啊，好，我的就到这里。
Okay, thank you, John and Jerry. All right, now we have just two more amazing stories that are left. Next slide. What is God doing personally in our lives? How did He change people? And so Ruth and Lana, come on up. More about what God did to change you.
Okay. So this was my first mission trip. And on my first mission trip, God was able to give me an amazing opportunity. And before going on the mission trip, I always doubted myself. And I thought that I didn't have enough knowledge of the gospel to be able to share to somebody else about the gospel. And I didn't have enough faith in myself to share the gospel. So and I was really worried because before we went on the mission trip, Pastor Craig, Shuguang Ai, they were all preparing us just in case if a student comes up to us and asks us questions about the Bible. And I was getting really worried because I thought that I was afraid to share the gospel. So one day when it was our first week and we were in Ningshan, our students took me, Jessica, Lisa, Craig, the four of us to a Taoist temple. And upon going to the Taoist temple, there were many drawings on the walls, and then they were really bloody, and they were showing all the different punishments that you receive. And I was talking to one of my students afterwards, and I was asking her, are you scared of all those drawings on the temple? Do you believe in it? And she was saying, yeah, she was really scared, but she wasn't too sure if she believed in it. And then right there at that moment, I thought, this was my perfect opportunity to say something. So instead of actually sharing the gospel, I actually used my own experience to tell her about my faith. And I told her about how I became a Christian and what had happened in my life that I had experienced God being there for me. And she was really interested. She was like, oh, really? And then she just sounded really interested in it. And, you know, I never thought that I would ever get such an amazing opportunity to tell someone, and I was really excited. So once I got back to the hotel, I started going to everyone. I was like, oh my gosh, I shared the gospel. And so I'm really thankful that God helped me to open up and be able to share to someone about my own faith, which is something that I thought I never was able to do.
Okay, I'm super nervous, so please bear with me. Anyway, so when I first heard about this trip, I was really excited, and I had no idea why. And yes, I'm short, I know. And I wasn't sure if I was fit to go and if I would even make a difference. But when I went, I definitely learned a lot. And sorry. Okay. So I felt a tug in my heart saying, just go on, just do it, because I wasn't sure. It'll be good for you. I'm like, okay. So I went. And what I learned was that God really helped me realize through the kids and the team that, okay, wait. I used to think that I was really insignificant and worthless, and that I didn't make a difference in the world, and I was just another person out of a billion people. But what God helped me realize through the team and the kids that I am significant and I am worthy, because I was one of the four to go to the jungle, and I was completely taken aback when Angie told me that all the kids loved me, and I had no idea why. But yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Isn't God amazing? Let's just give God a hand.
上帝是奇妙的神.
Okay, so those are the things that took place and happened. But you know, it's never enough to just go and to share with people. And then, what happens if you never come back?
I didn't listen to him. But you got it.
It's not just enough to go and say something to people and then not come back. What happens if we don't come back?
对，就如果我们只是这样一次的行动，有什么长远的效果呢？
Yes, even the people, you heard from the people who shared with you, they said, listen, we're glad you were here. We want you to come back. So the question is, what comes next?
Yeah. Oh, 不用翻译, okay, go ahead.
It's okay?
Yeah,
okay, all right. What comes next? And by the way, Lana, the person who was so nervous up here, found out a lot about herself. She found out that God really does love her, which is something that she didn't quite share just then. But she was also the MC for our talent show. The video that you saw previously was from the talent show we had with the kids. Oh, somebody else is translating back there?
No,
oh, okay. Okay. All right, sorry about that. So, the next thing, please pray, pray, and pray. Because God allowed us to plant seeds. Somebody has to water those seeds.
God has to use people in their lives to help those seeds to grow. All right? And so, for us, we need to be in contact with the people that we just talked with. There needs to be appropriate communication because it is still China. It is still dangerous. In Hong Kong, Pastor Biao and his family had a chance to meet a house church Christian. And she let them know, it is very dangerous for me to talk with you and to share with you. I have to be very careful. And so it's still dangerous, so it has to be appropriate communication. This is our formal report to you as a congregation, but you know, there's a lot more to share. We have hundreds of pictures. We're not going to show you all the pictures now. We have many videos. We have a full video of the talent show. We invite you to invite us to your small groups. And we're willing to share these things at your small groups. We're willing to share these things with you individually. So we want to let you know that. It's God who's going to cause the growth. It's God who's going to decide what happens next. But we are starting to make plans on what to do for next year. Pastor Biao is going to tell you more about that because it's a possibility of us participating in a retreat next year as well as another English camp in the same place that we ministered to this year. So on behalf of our China Missions team, I'm really proud of the kids. You did a great job. And just want to say thank you very much for allowing us to serve you.